Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And today we are praying through Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. And it says this, it's in the New Living Translation. It says this, "For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better." Mind if I pray for you? Wow, that's a hard verse to pray, but I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you that when we are on this earth, it means you. It means living for Jesus. It means living with the Holy Spirit within us. So even in the midst of this prayer, I'm covering the Trinity. I'm praying to God the Father through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is within me as I do that. And what a beautiful harmony that is of the Trinity. And I love that Paul says living just means Christ. It just means Christ. And I only live and walk on this earth because of Jesus. I would not be standing here today praying for you, those who are listening, if I didn't have Jesus. So Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done in my life. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for seeing the broken little girl that I was and reaching out and saving me and rescuing me from my sin and rescuing me from the sin of others. Lord, growing up, I was terrified of death. And of course, you know this because you know me inside and out. I feared it all the time. I was very frightened about nuclear war. I just thought about it weirdly all the time. And when I saw shows on it on TV or in the movies, I would freak out. It just terrified me. I always felt like I was going to die. There was a time where I ate some poisoned berries and I had to have syrup of Ipecac, and I knew I was going to die, and I cried and cried because I just didn't know what happened after death. But I also just had this just terror and fear. And Lord, I'm not wild about death now either, but you have removed the sting of death. And I know that in the end, as it's all over and all said and done, when my life is over, there's going to be a much better life on the other side. The new heavens, the new earth, my body will finally be made whole. And so I pray today, as I've been burdened to pray this, I pray today for those who are in a very real situation facing death. And I pray for the loved ones around them who love someone who is facing death. And I just pray this scripture over them. For them to live means living for Christ, and dying is even better. Now that doesn't make sense to me, because when people die, and I had my grandmother die this year, when someone dies, it's just grievous, it's painful, it's dark, it's hard, it's heavy. And we miss that person so much. We miss their prayers on our behalf. We miss their voice. We miss the smell of them. We miss the conversations we could have had. We miss just physical touch. We miss presence. And that is such a grief. But there is consolation in knowing that they're having the time of their lives, fully free, fully whole, living in a body that works. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are facing death right now. I pray this verse into them. I pray that you would take away the fear in Jesus' name. I know it's natural and I know it's normal, but I just pray instead you would replace the fear with peace, an overwhelming peace, an otherworldly peace. You give them glimpses into the great unknown, that you would give them this holy anticipation of what's next. Would you just settle in on them with peace? For those who are in hospice, I pray peace over them. I pray for songs of rejoicing and deliverance to be sung in that room where they are. I pray for a grand entrance into the heavenly kingdom. I pray for anticipation instead of fear. And I pray for those of us left behind who are loving people who are nearing death. Would you just be our strength? Would you weep alongside us? Would you grieve alongside us? Because it's not easy to say goodbye. And saying goodbye is excruciating, especially when you know it's going to be for a really long time. So help us to grieve well. Help us to entrust our grief to you. Help us to grieve now so that we don't stuff it and have to revisit it later. It's better to feel it all in the moment. Thank you for that example of Jewish lamenters who would go to a funeral and lament alongside others and weeping and wailing. It's actually a very good thing to do, to grieve. And for some of us listening today, we haven't ever grieved something because it's too painful. We don't want to go there. I pray you give them the grace of grieving so that they can actually move on beyond the grief. And Lord, we will never, ever overcome the loss of a friend or a loved one. It's always going to be a loss, but we can move on as a way of honoring their lives. And I pray that you give us that gumption today. I know I've used that word a few times in these prayers, but I like it. Gumption to live well, to honor those who've gone before, and to honor you with our lives. Because Paul said living means living for Christ. So I end this prayer with that. Would you help us today just to live for you, Jesus? I pray all this in your amazing name, your beautiful name, your precious name. And I can't think of enough adjectives to describe your name. There's so many. It's so powerful. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you're going through grief, lay it down and give it to Jesus through prayer. He is absolutely listening to you right now. And he grieves alongside and holds your hand and your heart.